Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Rose bushes generally don't look their best this time of the year. Heat takes its toll on plants and people alike. Rose flowers tend to be smaller, faded, and they don't last very long in the heat. And regular rainfall has occurred this summer, and that has encouraged a lot of black spot disease. So you may see your roses looking kind of, well, bare-looking this time of the year because a black spot disease makes a lot of the foliage turn yellow and fall off. But effort made now is going to ensure that you'll have beautiful blooming bushes when the beautiful fall season arrives. Now, late August through early September is the time that we cut back our repeat or ever-blooming roses. These are the roses that start blooming in the spring, and they bloom through the summer and into the fall, and even in the early part of the winter. Now, this includes hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, old garden roses, and landscape roses, like the popular knockout roses. Now, why do we prune our roses? Well, there's several very important reasons. First, to control the size. Roses oftentimes get somewhat larger than we want them to be. In addition, it encourages vigorous new growth, and we want roses to produce nice, strong new growth at certain times of the year. Now, this new growth that comes out, that also encourages good flowering. And finally, when we prune our roses, we take the opportunity to study them carefully and remove anything that's dead. Any dead canes or dead branches can be pruned out at this time as well. Now, why do we prune our roses now? Well, we prune our roses based on their two outstanding blooming seasons in the year. Pruning now prepares our rose bushes for the outstanding fall blooming season in October, November, and into the early part of December. The vigorous new growth encouraged by pruning now is timed so that the plants will come into bloom as the weather cools down in October. And by them coming into bloom when the weather is cooler and milder, that means that the quality of the flowers is going to be much, much improved. We get some of the finest, most beautiful rose flowers of the year in the fall. Indeed, many of the rose societies around Louisiana have their shows when they display their best roses in the fall of the year, not in the spring or the early summer. We also prune our roses back in late January to early February, and this stimulates abundant new growth that will come into bloom in the mild, ideal weather conditions of April, May, and early June. When you prune your roses, wear a heavy long-sleeve shirt. I know it's hot, but roses have thorns, and you'll be glad you had a good heavy long-sleeve shirt on as you prune them, and also wear leather gloves. Cloth gloves don't protect your hands good enough from the thorns. Wear leather gloves when you do this pruning. Using a hand pruner or a bypass pruner where the blades kind of go past each other, that's your best kind of pruner. So when you're asking for a pruner at the nursery, ask for a bypass hand pruner. For larger canes on your rose bushes, you may need to use larger loppers. Now, hybrid teas and grandifloras are cut back to about 2 feet. Thin out any weak branches about the size of a pencil or less, and also remove any of the dead wood. When you make your pruning cuts, make those cuts just above a dormant bud or just above the point where a leaf attaches to the stem. When it comes to old garden roses, floribundas, and landscape roses, we prune them more based on how they're growing and what we need them to do. We can cut them back about 1/3 their height if we just need to do a little moderate control of their size, or we can cut them back as much as halfway if we need to do a good thorough control. Don't forget to fertilize your roses with your favorite general purpose fertilizer or rose fertilizer after you finish pruning. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.